Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the AI Training Podcast. My name is Mark Latimer, founder of Grateful AI. You can check us out at openaitraining.com or follow us on Instagram at openaitraining. I love doing this and I appreciate you so much for being here. A quick recap from our last episode on AI and creativity. We had a great conversation. If you haven't listened to it, check it out. Last episode, episode 6, AI and creativity, already a favorite of mine. In this episode, episode 7, we're going to be looking at the future of AI. A quote I love by Thomas Friedman is, "The future is here, it's just not widely distributed." I love that you're here. Let's dive right in. Setting the stage for the future. AI is changing so rapidly. It seems like there's constantly new tools and new updates and things that we can't possibly keep up with. That's the challenge and the opportunity. When you look back on how the world has changed, do you want to be part of that change? Or do you want to be passively watching it happen? I, for one, want to be right at the front lines of learning, of discovering. And that's why I'm trying my best to share my excitement and enthusiasm with you. There's so many things when it comes to AI and the way it's evolving and changing. OpenAI in particular is making breakthroughs daily and slowly releasing them using caution and helping people prepare for the implications of these updates. At the developer day, OpenAI released GPTs, a way to train little tools for yourself. I've made probably 20 GPTs at this point, and it's super cool. If you haven't already, check out openai.com. and sign up for ChatGPT and experiment with making GPTs. You can simply ask ChatGPT how you do it. It's a lot of fun. So what trends are coming? We have an idea of what's happening now with AI, but what does the future look like? Is it only this but better? Or is there something coming that we can't see? I'm optimistic that things like natural language processing are only going to get better. Real-time language translation will be commonplace. You'll be able to communicate with anyone in any language in real time. It's being done now, but it's not widely distributed. Machine learning is going to increase exponentially. And the ethical implications of AI are going to continue to challenge us to think about what is right. I don't think that we're going to find solutions overnight to any major problem. What I do believe is it's going to be a catalyst for a conversation that will help us make better decisions on where we as society want to take AI, and whether we're even in control of that direction. There's a small group of people making decisions for a lot of us, and they're very aware of the societal impact of AI, which is why things are being released cautiously and slowly. For some, it may not feel like that at all. It may seem like things are moving too fast. the reality is that the potential positives and negatives on employment, education, and daily life are very much subjective, depending on your perspective of the world, where you sit, your social class, how much you have in your bank account, and your outlook on life really dictate a lot of how your interpretation of AI is going to affect you, your family, and your career. Do yourself a favor. Do not ignore the negative impacts. Embrace the positive. Lean into the good. Be grateful for everything that you have in your life. You never know what the future holds, but you can be optimistic about it, and that's a choice we can all make daily. People make many predictions, and you can see it in the media around what's coming and what does the future hold with AI. Humans are self-serving, and we are often trying to do things and position ourselves to survive, to thrive, to have fun, and to make sure that we succeed. But success means different things to different people. And one man's trash is another's treasure. Time, albeit something that we can measure, is a relative concept. If you're doing something that drains you, that makes you feel bad, time feels like it takes forever. Time feels like it extends. Whereas if you're doing something that's engaging, that lights you up, that you're passionate about, there's not enough hours in the day. So remember how important perspective is, because that'll make a big difference in how you experience the future of AI. We are not without many challenges on the horizon for how we address AI. There are certainly concerns with it. Fortunately, the leadership around AI has people, very smart people, that are working in conjunction with AI, in partnership with AI, to consider the ethical ramifications of job displacement and bias. So, do you have to worry about it? No, you don't have to. You don't have to do anything for that matter. I'd encourage you to focus on what you can do. And what you can do is believe that things are getting better, that the world is getting better, and life is getting better. For you, for your family, for your loved ones, this perspective of things are getting better is one that is going to be something that serves you time and time again. This intersection of humanity and AI collaboration is definitely something that you want to not only watch, but participate in. The skills you learn today, the training you receive around how to work in conjunction with AI is going to set you up for achieving greater outcomes and success in the future. More and more companies are going to be seeking people with AI experience. How much of your job right now are you leveraging AI? Where are you finding the resources, the certifications, the internship opportunities, the ways to get your feet wet and start using it? Because the future is uncertain, but what is certain is that AI will be a big part of it. There are many issues globally. And AI certainly can't solve our problems, but it can help us address global challenges and at least start to have a different kind of conversation around how AI applications can support healthcare, climate change, and faster disaster response. Because when it matters, it really matters. In AI education, developing these fundamental skills of being able to think and being trained to think about how to think with the tools that we have at our disposal, it's fundamental to setting yourself up for success in the future. The role AI has in education and skill development is going to continue to personalize learning and enhance experiences. There's a big need for diversity in AI. The inclusivity around both the development and rollout of programs that help people and reward them for using tools that serve and support others. It needs to be inclusive. There's got to be a better way. And with AI and intelligent creativity, we may not have the answers right now, but we can continue to prompt AI to help us get there. Thank you so much for listening. I love talking about AI. Curious to know what trends or advancements you're seeing that you're excited about. I'd like you to share your thoughts, if you'd like, on our Instagram at OpenAItraining, or head on over to our website at openaitraining.com, where we've got a ton of great free resources to help you learn and thrive in this exciting space. Thanks so much for listening. This has been episode 7 on the AI Training Podcast, The Future of AI. My name is Mark Latimer, the host of the show and the founder of Grateful AI. In our next episode, we're going to be looking at AI and jobs. I appreciate you so, so much. Why be good when you can be grateful? I love you.